Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Lizotte is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Lizotte is here. He's the author of a new book called The Speaker's Edge. He's Chief Imaginative Officer at Emerson Consulting Group, Certified Management Consultant, and our new friend Ken Lizotte. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm hoping to be here year after year for the next 19 years of your show.
We're glad you're here, Ken. And Ken's a friend of our good friend Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. You know Pam, who's been on the show many times before. They're friends of ours, and Ken was referred to us by Pam. We appreciate her very much. Hey, Ken, your book about being a speaker is very interesting. Let me tell you a quick story. So years ago, probably 25 years ago, I spoke to a bank. I was helping banks learn how to sell, and I spoke to a bank, an entire bank organization, and the president of that bank was a friend of mine, and so his son, his almost college age son, was listening to me speak, and he saw me get up at that particular time and speak for about an hour, and he asked his dad later. He said, "How much did you pay him to do that hour speech?" And he told him, he said, "That's what I want to do." And my friend said, "Do you have any idea how many decades is behind that hour he spoke?"
All right.
You know, when people see a keynote speaker doing something or even just delivering any kind of message, a professional, it looks glamorous and easy, doesn't it?
Well, it's like that old saying, this person was an overnight sensation. It only took him 20 years.
That's right. but there are opportunities. I mean, there are different kinds of different ways of thinking of being a speaker without having to be you know, someone who's a professional keynote speaker, aren't there?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of different ways, and I think that's one of the traps that people fall into, is thinking that the only way they can really do well as a speaker or make any impact or have any effect afterwards is if they're the keynoter, they're the star of the show. And those, of course, are the most competitive slots. But there are all sorts of other ways that one can be a speaker, not only at a conference or a business event, but in various situations in life and in business.
Well, the people that I'm...
One thing people ought to do is be careful not to just get hung up on being the keynoter, and that's all or nothing.
Well, you know, if we're talking to people who want to be speakers, then there's probably a pretty good chance that they haven't done a lot of it. If that's where they are right now, they probably haven't done a lot of it. And I just tell people to take baby steps. I mean, speak wherever you're given an opportunity to speak. Do it for free, and develop a message that somebody will want to hear, not just what you want to say about your business. What do you think?
I think one of the first things people have to do is exactly that. They have to decide what their message is, what their topics might be, and also who do they want to speak to. So in the book, we have an early chapter that talks about what I call setting up your ducks in a row, mm-hmm. which is has to do with having various preliminaries you need to do, and one of them is, what's your speaking topics list, and what is your target audience list?
Mm-hmm.
And those are some basics, some fundamentals that people ought to do, rather than just assume they're going to walk right into a keynote slot.
Here's a trap that budding speakers, people who haven't done a lot of speaking, will fall into. Especially if you're a business owner. You know, a lot of business owners wind up being speakers because they recognize that they're experts in their field, and people want to hear from experts, and that's great. But what happens, Ken, I'm sure you've had this happen to you, it's happened to me many times, is I'll be invited to speak to an exchange club or a Rotary club, maybe a local club or something, for a friend, even if it's an hour or two away, and I'll do it for nothing. And so I say, what would you like me to speak about? anything in particular on your mind? And my host would say, why don't you just tell us about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's the worst thing in the world I could do.
That, no matter how interesting we are, that can get boring pretty
and if
fast.
But if you're not a seasoned speaker, you'll get sucked into that trap, and it'll be the death of your speaking career, in my opinion.
You know, I found that when somebody hears about me in whatever regard, whatever are my services, my expertise, they often are ready for me to speak, and they'll just say to me, "Can you send me a topic, a title, and a blurb?"
Right.
For what you're going to want to speak about. And I will write that up, and there's never any editing or any changes or whatever. If they're sold on me for whatever reason, it might be very sketchy in terms of what they know about me, they're going to accept most of the time what I propose that I will speak on, and that's what speakers need to do, because they don't just want to get out and just talk. A good speaker wants to focus his or her topic, and get out there and speak on that again and again and again.
Well, and if you're trying to get a speaking career started, or if you're just trying to promote your business, the best way to promote your business is to talk about what you know, and you'll be introduced as the leader of XYZ company in the area or the region. That'll be enough if you deliver content that's compelling and interesting to the audience. They'll remember who you are, and that'll make them want to do business with you. If you go the other way, Ken, you know what happens, right?
Right. It just sort of goes off into the ozone, and people are wondering why they even came in the first place to hear you speak.
They didn't come to hear a commercial, did they?
Well, they certainly don't come to hear a commercial, and that's one thing the speakers have to be careful about, is that they're not trying to sell their services, sell, S-E-L-L, right?
Right.
As opposed to making people aware of their expertise. You, as a speaker, need to communicate some value. So I'm here in the Boston area, and this is one of the areas of the country where it gets very cold, generally speaking, in February. And we sometimes have snow up here, and we sometimes have ice on your windshield outside as you get up in the morning. And you have to think about what would cause somebody to get up in the dead cold and scrape the ice off their windshield at 6 o'clock in the morning to drive somewhere to listen to you speak. What would be the most compelling, as you put it?
It better be pretty good. The book is called The Speaker's Edge. The author is Ken Lizotte, L-I-Z-O-T-T-E. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.